I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sue Costello in the studio with us. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. It's so great to see you. You're looking great.
Thank you very much.
I feel bad. I had the roast beef sub with onions, and then I had to give you a smooch on the... I feel bad about my breath.
I don't smell your breath.
Wow. You don't smell that?
No.
You must have allergies.
I have
allergies.
A very strong sense of smell, too.
Poor Sue was sitting out in her car... She got here early.
I'm like the least, first of all, I'm the least Hollywood elite person you'll ever meet.
Yeah. She's sitting out in the parking lot in her car, and Kaiser comes in, our production guy, and he's like, Sue Costello's sitting out in her car, and she's not getting out. She says she's early and doesn't want to bother you. I'm like, Sue Costello, tell her to come in here. It's whatever. Like, yeah, she hasn't been here a million times.
I went and wrangled her out of her car.
I'm so yeah. Boston Irish, like, oh, I don't want to bother you. Oh, that's all right. I don't want to.
This is a pretty Boston show today. We just had Kenny Casey on from the Dropkick Murphys. Although he's not technically Kenny, Boston. He's like Quincy.
Kenny saw my one-woman play, and this was his review. Sue Costello has the biggest balls of anybody I've ever met. That's a big compliment from Kenny Casey, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
So you said you were up here, you're doing something on the Cape? Or did you
I'm on the
do
Cape
that?
Tomorrow night at Seacrest, and I'm coming back on September 20th. It's almost sold out. I rented out Florian Hall again, and now sold out. There's only like a few tickets, a few seats left. Everybody's like, I'm going to get them at the door. I'm like, oh, no, you're not. So I'm not Hollywood elite, but...
So when is the Florian Hall thing
September happen? 20th, and you can go on my website. So click on September 20th at SueCostello.com, and there's the link. They scroll down, you see the link.
Nice. Yeah. And then you're going, so what are you doing? Are you doing the show out in the Cape?
I'm headlining in the Seacrest tomorrow.
Is that stand-up or is that the one?
That's stand-up. Nope, that's stand-up as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Where is Seacrest? I haven't been there.
Falmouth.
It's on the ocean.
Nice. Oh, very nice.
It's a nice beautiful. Ticket.
I did it last year. The what?
The Bruins own that.
They do?
Yeah.
I did it last year, but not at high season. And then I co-headlined, and he's like, so you got to come back by yourself. We got to pay you more.
We'll thank you.
Wow, nobody like, ever said that.
Finally. Seriously, jeez, though, finally, oh, after 30 years, I'm like, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I never get that.
Thank you.
I never get that. I want to pay you more thing.
I'm telling you, it's a good feeling. Okay.
If you're headed down the Cape, shouldn't you be like starting now?
I'm going in the morning.
And then you're sitting in traffic at the bridge for 6 hours, and then, you know.
I'd rather go down and sit outside the hotel. If I'm early, I'll sit in my car.
I'll sit in your car and be creepy like you were out here. Some woman
like,
out
I don't want to bother you.
Oh, my
What's
God.
What's her deal? What's she doing?
So I follow you on Twitter, and you've been doing this thing. You're trying to get this movie made, and at the same time, everyone's saying that you're like part of history now. And you, can we talk about this?
Yeah, we can talk about anything.
It's on Twitter. I just figured
we
could
totally
talk about it.
The guy, I did a podcast on Monday, and he was like literally reading every one of my tweets, and he's like, where's the op-ed? I want to know what's going on. Where's the op-ed? And the thing is, I have to tell the story slowly and piecemeal because it's such a huge story. I was saying that you'd think that when something radical happens that it would happen radically. No. It happens very, but I think that's why they say revolution starts small. I'm finally understanding what they mean by that. Because it's right in front of people's faces, but when it's something that's never been done before, to break the systematic way of thinking, people, you can even tell them what you did, and they go, they'll wake up a little bit, and they go, no, you didn't do that. It's happened to me the whole time I've been doing this. So it's not a movie. I'm doing my TV deal, and my TV show is what happened. That's how it started off with a TV deal. It's going to eventually turn into a movie about how I handled myself with CBS and Les Moonves. That's what everybody, when I tell them the story, they're like, so I feel like you're telling me a movie. I feel like you're telling me a movie. I'm like, it is a movie because it's going to, it's like an Aaron Brockovich story, I think is what's happening. Everybody, so because all the sex stories were coming out, that's why people weren't hearing what I was saying. So what I did was I predicted what was going to happen with the industry because I already had my own TV show. That is what is so crazy about the sexism. So for 30 years, I've suffered horrendous sexism. And people would be like, oh, Sue, she's, you know, la, 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 whatever. My crowds love me, but the club owners, whatever. It's systemic. I mean, it's set up in a way that men don't like when a woman goes on stage and is hilarious and doesn't want to have sex with them, period. Like, that's it. So that's our career. Like, right. Literally, we have to navigate it, whether it's on the table, it's not on the table, it's said, it's not said, it just is. And I've always known. So when I had the Costello, my dad was a labor mediator and a secretary treasurer of the Carpenters Union. So I grew up with him my whole life, and I would always ask him about the negotiations. I was always fascinated by it. He took me to Pickett. He showed me how to do all of it. Mm-hmm. And so when I first did my first deal, he taught me how. And I've never been about money. I've never been driven by money. So I'm not greedy, so I don't have that blind spot. I made money because I knew to say no with the TV show.
Right.
But I had all these people around me. 35% of my income I was paying. And the way the Hollywood system is set up is that if I got an attorney and I had heat on me, because they only pay attention to if you have heat on you. So you've already done all the work to get the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get an agent or a manager or an attorney, they go on percentages. So I meet this attorney that I've never met before in my life. They do the legal, just the paperwork for my deal, pretty much, because I negotiated it. They asked me and I told them what to do. They get 5% in perpetuity of that TV show forever, even if I fire them.
Hmm. That doesn't seem right.
It's horrific.
Yeah. Well, that's how agents and lawyers work.
That's how they started. They're, okay, so they started like thieves. That. That's how it started. And what happened is over the years, it started getting worse and worse. And so they started doing packaging with the TV show. So I knew this. I've been a part. I was like, I don't want to do it like that. I just want to be a worker amongst worker, and I just want to do my show. I don't want to get exploited, because that's why I quit Hollywood. I was like, I didn't even know you could be that disgusting. So I had to learn how to be disgusting to protect myself from it. So over the years, I watched it, and I was like, it's getting worse. They have packaging now. The packaging means that the agents, the way they set it up, so they're always tricking you with this, like, you know, dangling this carrot. So you don't have to pay the agents the fees because they're going to do the packaging. But what that means is that if I bring my TV script to an agent, they want all their clients to be on my show. So they kind of force my hand to make all their clients be on my show because they get a kickback from the studio. So that's a conflict of interest. And then the big agencies got bought by the private equity firms, which means literally I remember thinking, oh, so now I'm just a commodity. Now I'm literally nothing. Now I'm just a thing. So I decided to negotiate my, and then I went and tried to get a couple of attorneys, and I tried to get a couple of agents when I had this TV deal going with CBS, and they were so gross. They were so, I told them I didn't want to pay the 5%. I found out there's a thing called the sunset clause, which means you can negotiate. If I sign you and I say I'm going to pay 5% and I fire you, we can negotiate the percentage down, which seems fair. I wanted to do a sliding scale. Very fair. We'll do 5%, and then after a certain amount of money, we'll bring it down to 4%. Mm. None of them wanted to do it, especially because my TV idea was so good. They were foaming at the mouth, and I was like, I'm not doing this again. I already did it. What would that mean if I did it again? So I negotiated my own deal with the help of the WGA. So I knew the collective bargaining with the WGA. I called them, which is the Writers Guild. I called them. They told me what the basic contract was. I saw the weaknesses where they were in bed with the networks instead of with the artist. And so I just negotiated a side letter against everything that they were doing that was against the artist. And CBS, I think at the time, was going to use me to cover for Les Moonves before he went down. They were so desperate because they knew this Ronan Farrow article was going to come out.
You just got kind of swept into that.
I walked into Les Moonves' office in July of 2017 having no idea. None. How would I know? I had no idea. And how would I think that they would let me in an office with a man who was being investigated by Ronan Farrow and by the police? So I was in the office with him by myself in July 2017. That's how it all started.
Wow.
He did not sexually harass me because, first of all, I'm from Dorchester. And second of all, seriously, my girlfriend was like, Sue, you left that room because you felt uncomfortable because of your street smarts. And I'm like, I think that's how I made it through this whole negotiations, and how I beat them at their own game was my street smarts from growing up in Dorchester.
That's amazing. So do you cover any of this in your stand-up, or can you do that? Or,
well, now it's going to go in the play because now it's the end of the play. So I already had Costello. So now my TV show, Costello, I started watching that again the other day. I'm like, I was talking about the disenfranchised white middle-class man back in 1998. Now you watch my TV show and it's talking about everything that's going on now, the education system, the healthcare system. I was already talking about it. So everybody told me I was ahead of my time back then. Now I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, now everything's adding up. I'm like, they're probably going to put Costello back on the air and make money that way too. I'm like, because I've been saying the same thing for years, but I can't believe how long it's taken for people to get. So what I did with my TV deal is I cut out the middleman. And while we were negotiating it, I was like, why are they letting me cut out the middleman? They're eliminating all of Hollywood. But they didn't see that. They thought I was just some dumb blonde broad from Dorchester that they were going to use. But I'm like, you already did that to me. You should have found somebody else because I already learned that lesson. And so now the WGA has fired, made the writers fire all their agents. And now they're suing the big agencies for racketeering. I mean, it's getting worse. I'm like, I already told you guys this was going to happen. I have my own deal that I negotiated. Is anybody going to listen to me?
Right.
And everybody's like, what? What are you talking about? And then SAG, Matthew Modine's going against the establishment of SAG. And I met with the SAG lawyers about our residuals. I had all these big meetings with all these people. And they must have just thought I was an idiot.
That's crazy. It's a crazy story.
You
got to follow her on Twitter, man. It's totally going to be a great HBO miniseries.
Right?
Can you hang out for a little bit?
I can totally.
Hang out for a little bit. Here in WAF, Sue Costello is still with us. She's headed down the Cape. Down the Cape. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, we're going down the Cape.
Down the Cape. You don't go over to the Cape.
No.
You don't go to the Cape.
You go down the Cape, you go up the house.
You go up the house. You sit there at the bridge for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you won't get into that whole thing.
Well, we're leaving early in the morning, so we can go to the beach during the day. But yeah, I'm at the Seacrest.
Yeah. What beach do you like down the Cape?
The Seacrest is right on the beach.
Which beach is it on?
I don't know.
Falmouth. It's around the corner. Yeah. It's on the point.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, you got Jay Miller's place, the courtyard.
Oh, it's out in...
It's right there in Falmouth. Yeah,
It's
like a quarter of a mile. Like if you're at Jay Miller's place,
right, North Falmouth,
you can look across the water,
and see
the Seacrest
down near Nisneck. My parents, I got married down there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Right on Buzzard's Bay.
The room was packed last time I was there. It's
nice.
I mean, who knows what anything's named on the Cape? You're hammered.
All I remember is Papa Bellies.
Yeah,
that's all I remember. Oh, Papa Bellies.
The pool
with the volleyball. The volleyball in the back.
Oh, yeah,
that and Aquarius.
One of the greatest stories ever was.
Oh God, here it comes.
No. I dislocated my shoulder and had to have shoulder surgery.
Right. Shots
after the finals in Edmonton, and we were completely dismantled on the plane, and we got back to Boston at 4 a.m. from Edmonton, Alberta, and Cam and his brother loaded me into his Porsche, and we drove down.
Jeez, I can't imagine
to
you Pupper in a Porsche.
Bellies.
And it was still open.
Did they strap you to the roof?
It was a tough trip. I whited out actually. I didn't even black out. I went white.
That's the next level blackout.
I didn't know what happened.
That's spiritual blackout.
But I was in a wheelchair. I was in a wheelchair and they pushed me around. Everybody pushed me around puffer bellies.
That's the kind of place it was. It was so wild.
It was
out of control. We would go stay in one hotel room with 17 people and just go to puffer bellies and be hammered out of our minds.
There were so many times I just do not remember leaving that place.
But it was big. It was awesome.
It was. It was just a gigantic drunk tank.
And you saw everybody that you saw everywhere else down the Cape. You're good to see you. I just saw you yesterday on the train.
And it was the good old days where they had a best ass contest on Saturday night at 10 o'clock.
Oh,
I remember going to North Conway one time. I was so drunk out of my mind and they had a tan contest. I was so drunk.
You were in a tan contest?
Oh, my God. I was with my friend Julie Curley.
Whitest Irish chick
on the
planet.
Oh, my God. I was so white. And I was like, I want to be in the tan contest. And Julie was like, are you sure?
You're awesome.
I'm like, yes. And I had a full-on long sleeve t-shirt and sweatpants on.
You're awesome.
And I got on stage and all I did was pull my sweatpant waistband down a tiny bit and show my hip. And that was it. And I was swearing at them all. And they were like, boo. And I was like, whatever.
You suck.
Just you in a tan contest. That's fantastic right there.
All right. Whatever I wanted when I was drunk.
Well, the Florian Hall show is...
Florian Hall. You guys should come. It's going to be a blast. It's already almost sold out. You get your tickets to SueCostello.com September 20th. You hit the date. You go on there. You buy the tickets. There's only a few seats left. It's going to be... It's already almost sold out. And it's a month away.
And she's going to go fake tan this afternoon.
Right.
I'm
going to
go fake tan. And maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll stand on my head. I did that when I closed out the cutting room in New York. I stood on my head at the end of the thing.
There's some acrobatic elements to the show.
Sometimes I give the audience what they want.
Without
except
a net.
Not hugs. Not too many.
No
depends
net.
Depends on what kind of hugs they want. The guys that email me, do I give hugs?
Need an opener?
Yeah, those are the guys you don't want to hug. Yeah.
Yes,
the
Josh
guys
might
that
come
email
open,
me.
And I'm going to try to get John Fish, too. So maybe it'll be you three. Us three.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Sue, thank you very much for stopping by and
saying
hello.
We love you.
Thank you. Does it matter that I was early?
No, not at all.
What did we miss all the driving?
We always make accommodations for Sue Costello.
Oh, come on.
Always.
After reading,
quite
frankly, after reading your tweets, I'm scared to death of you. So I just don't
want to
make you angry.
You know, they have a sex offender.
I don't want to make you angry for crying out loud.
They have a sex offender list. Now I have a Sue offender list. And if you don't want to get on it, so watch out. I'm coming through.
All right. Sue Costello, thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.